In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In the name of Allah, the source of all peace. Dear brothers and sisters all around the globe, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome once again to another episode of Open Talk. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In the last program, we talked about discrimination and equality. The classification of the different areas of discrimination and equality, and the priorities given upon age or experience, if they are called discrimination. And this week, we will follow up the discussion on discrimination with our focus and concentration on liberalism and neoliberalism. And in the studio, we have our dear expert, Sayyid Salman Naqawi, the head of the Islamic Department of Al-Mustafa Open University. Sayyid, salamu alaikum and welcome to our studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much. It's
Thank you for giving us your time. And in London, we have Sheikh Musharraf Husseini, our dear scholar in London. And as always, my dear colleague, Ms. Sadiqiyan. Assalamu alaikum, Ms. Sadiqiyan.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother, and everyone here. In the name of the Most High, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, brothers and sisters, companions of Open Talk, Assalamu alaikum. We are truly honored to have you with us in this program. On behalf of myself and my colleagues, welcome to Open Talk one more time. Please stay with us after a short break. Allah will always be there.
Don't despair and never lose hope, 'cause Allah is always by your side, inshallah. Allah, He's never far away. Put your trust in Him, raise your hands and pray. Ooh, yeah, Allah, show me the way. Show me the way. Show me the way. Show me the way.
Welcome back. You're watching us live from the holy city of Qom, Sahara Universal Network, and you're watching Open Talk, the same as usual every week. Thank you for your comments and your company on our Facebook page. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube also and stay with us. Let's get started with our new topic, equality, discrimination, and our key terms, neoliberalism, globalism, and globalization, and inequality. Brother Wahid.
Sayyid. Now, before we go into the question, I would like you to briefly go through the definition of liberalism and neoliberalism for our dear viewers.
Yes. In the name of Allah, question about liberalism, as you put it, we need to define it. Of course, it's been defined as a political philosophy, it's a worldview.
Yes.
How we should behave in this world. And basically, they have notions which are of liberty and equality, egalitarian. They are looking for an egalitarian, equal society. Everybody is given equal rights. They talk about liberty. Everyone is free to do any action he wants.
It sounds good.
It sounds very good. Very good. But they talk about free and fair elections. We talk about civil rights, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. So it's all freedom. And of course, neoliberalism.
Words that people like.
Yes.
Words that people like.
Very, very, yes.
Lots of freedom.
Sensational words, yes. Very, very catching words, very deceptive words. Because.
But what is the big but here?
The big but is here that the previous program I also said freedom of action and behavior has boundaries.
Yes.
Even within the societies which profess to be liberal. they have certain bounds and limits to that freedom. Mm. If the freedom of someone is going to infringe upon the freedom of someone else, that's the limit.
All right.
So, but in our view, the Islamic view says that basically, number one, the worldview we have is based on the fact that we don't consider the human being and the whole universe to be just a material universe. We have something beyond that, the spiritual world. We have God. We have belief in a God. In God, who is the master of the universe? He is the master of us and our actions. So we have to be limit ourselves. Our freedom is within those bounds. Our freedom is to reach to Allah Almighty.
Right. What about neoliberalism?
Neoliberalism is basically an economic philosophy that is basically to do with economic liberalization and talking about free trade and open markets, privatization, and basically it's talking about that everything should move from the public sector to the private sector. Corporations, multinational corporations, are the real power behind this neoliberalism.
I see.
They are the those.
So corporations hand in hand with politicians.
They work together
to control come up with this new philosophy
this
of
new philosophy
neoliberalism.
To control power, to control wealth.
All right.
Wealth is amassed in the hands of a few people get wealthy.
And that leads us to globalization.
That leads us to exploitation, basically, a global exploitation. Mm-hmm. Then everyone has to serve their interests.
I see.
The true freedom to be able to really express views and to express, free in the real true sense. The spiritual sense, the sense that takes us towards God, to real perfection. Mm. Absolute perfection is God, and we need to get to that. But unfortunately, we are chained to this material world according to neoliberalism.
Sayyid, you explained very good about the different definitions. Now let's go to the question, the relationship between wealth and liberalism and neoliberalism. Can't we see discrimination taking place here?
We have this famous hadith from Imam Ali Islam. He says, I've not seen wealth being amassed in a few hands, other than the fact that there's exploitation and there's inequality on besides it. If someone is gaining wealth, is amassing wealth, it is at the expense, at the cost
of others.
Of others.
I see.
Multi-billionaires become multi-billionaires because they are exploiting others. They are discriminating others. There's a vast difference between the rich and the poor.
Right.
Where's Islam? The Quranic principle is لَكَيْلَا دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاتِ. Wealth should not be amassed in the hand of a few wealthy people. Yes, in an Islamic society, we cannot enforce equality. We cannot enforce people to be not rich and not some. But equal opportunities have to be given.
Right.
And the Islamic here, when we talk about neoliberalism, state is going to be deprived of its duties. Where an Islamic state is a welfare state, the public property, the public state, the state is responsible for the circulation of wealth.
Thank you. Let's go over to London. We have Sheikh Musharraf Husseini tuned in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for giving us your time, Sheikh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are always welcome.
All right. Sheikh, now the definition given by Sayyid about liberalism and neoliberalism, they were very plain and clear. What about their goal? What can you say about the neoliberalism and their goal? What are they? What is it that they want?
Yeah, actually, whatever they want. In the world, we see that people define things differently, but in reality, they serve different goals. So we can find out what they want from what they are getting. So in the present day, we can see that all this new liberalism or liberalism, in fact, which is which has become a part of democracy, and they're adjusting this in democracy. This is just serving the ambitions of the wealthy people, the wealthy and the wealthier and the wealthiest. The ultra-rich people, they are being served. And because of that, we've seen that in the capital society, where the capitalistic societies are there, even there, only 1% or 2% of the population, which are the ultra-rich people, they are being served. So neoliberalism, in fact, because the basic, as Maulana was saying, the basic definition that they have got loose control over wealth of the government. They want to give everything into the public sector. So obviously, the wealthier people, they will have more chances to get into it and to exploit the loopholes and then become richer. And this is, in fact, that today what we are seeing, the recession.
Is this a phenomenon that we see? Is this a phenomenon that we see in the West only, or do we see it all around the globe? For example, in Africa or Asia?
In my belief, you know, in fact, there are just two main religions. One is the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other one is not believing in Allah. Those who don't believe in Allah, they take refuge in materialism. So materialism is a set of mind, you know, a way of thinking. It can be anywhere among Muslims, among Christians, among Jews, as an individual. But as a system adopted, the world has adopted, the most of the developed nations, the industrialized nations, they have adopted it as a system where they look after profit and loss, what I will get and what I lose. For example, the demand and supply on those bases. Whereas in Islam, that's not the main cause. That is an Islamic doctor. If somebody comes to see him and he don't have money, Islam says that you have to see him. You can't ignore him. You can't say that, you don't have money to pay, so I won't see you. Islam says that you have to help him. Any human being, not just a Muslim, any human being, if somebody comes to a Muslim doctor, Islam says that you have to see him. If somebody's life is in danger, you can't say that, my duty is finished and my job is finished, I won't do it. And you have to do it. It's wajib for everyone. In the materialistic system, they'll first, for example, you go to the, I've been to Canada, for example, once I went into the emergency, first of all, they said, sign in, who is going to pay for you? Who is going to pay for, even in emergency, where the person's life is in danger, they first want to get something signed from you that who is going to pay for you.
Thank you,
this mentality adopted as
here.
A system is coming to the forefront now.
Thank you, Sheikh. Sorry for the interruption. We're going for a small break. Please join us afterwards.